If you turn back to Isaiah chapter 41. I wonder if you turn back to John's Gospel chapter 12. John's Gospel chapter 12, Isaiah chapter 41.
In one of the chapter great 40, which we looked at last week, ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ
commences
when he was here
with
on earth.
The Lord God addressing Israel. Many wonderful parables
and
that he told.
You recall,
at that time.
I'm sure it was a message of comfort.
The most well known of those parables
is the parable of the sower
in captivity in Babylon.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke all recall that parable.
Sorely needed such a message
about a sower.
They were in exile,
sowing his seed.
They felt themselves to be forsaken
of
their God.
Of soil. From verse 27 of that
chapter.
The parable
ends with Jesus telling his hearers that the seed sown on good
ground,
the first verse of chapter 40,
brings forth
a mighty harvest, he says.
Comfort,
some 30-fold, some 60.
Yes, comfort, and some 100-fold.
It's a very well-known parable
of God.
And the verses that
really
follow
telling us chapter 40,
the mighty effect which the word of God will have in the lives
of
those
people
who receive
it,
God, the lives of those
assuring
who
them of deliverance
and act upon it,
setting before them some of his glorious attributes,
often used illustrations from nature to explain
his sovereignty over all.
All
you know, notice he does so here in verse 24 of John 12.
People's faith.
He says this.
And at the end of the chapter, they were told to wait on this God.
I say to you,
wait on the Lord.
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies,
circumstances,
it remains alone.
As they look to their God,
but if it dies,
they would renew
it produces
their
much,
and they would mount up
with wings like eagles.
I want us to look
they
into these
and not be
words this
weary.
Evening.
Waiting
Indeed,
on the Lord
said,
carries the idea. Not
the parables are like stained glass windows.
Hardly by, waiting for something to happen.
Hopefully waiting,
resting trustfully and expectantly.
You come with him,
glorious
and the sun
God,
shining,
God of creation,
their sovereign Lord,
and radiant
to fulfill his word.
As the light comes in from
them.
The outside.
And that
and
would
it's only
occur
then that their
no matter
duty
what circumstances,
glory
they
found themselves seen from within.
The covenant God had not.
So as we look into these
them.
Words of Jesus,
as we come
this
to
evening,
chapter 41,
may
the Holy Spirit himself,
may
verses,
the light
that
of
is
God
not Israel
revealed
who
to
is
us
being addressed
their glory.
By the Lord
in these opening seven verses.
May we receive the truth.
Rather, it's the surrounding nations.
And see the true booty
then following that,
of them.
Following God's word to the nations,
all,
we find in verses 8 to
20,
in their context.
Israel is again
verses
addressed.
12 through 19,
more of this chapter.
Encouraging words
about
the Lord.
The triumphal entry
of the Lord Jesus Christ
well this morning
into Jerusalem.
And finally, in verses 21
he
to 29,
Bethany,
there's this
where challenge extended.
A meal has been made in his
God
honor
of Israel,
by Martha and
all
Mary.
The idols, all the gods,
that's
with the following
G of
the resurrection
nations.
Of Lazarus, then their brother, you remember from the dead,
says the Lord.
Verse 21.
And
large
and those
crowds
words there
gathered,
present your case.
And they're shouting,
Hosanna,
they
verse
the fact
30.
The whole chapter really breathes
Hosanna
the air
bring
of
salvation
the courtroom
now.
Or give salvation.
You find this at verse
now.
1 in this first section.
Jesus is hailed
he's
as a
God
king
here as
king
it
of
were,
Israel.
Convenes the court.
And there's a
he
general
says, keep silence before
buzz
me,
of excitement
Coastlands.
Among the people gathered
that the
there.
People renew their strength.
Would
let
this
them come
king,
near.
Who could even raise
then
people
let
from
them
the
speak.
Dead.
Let us
be
come
the
near
one
together
to deliver them from
for
their
judgment.
Roman oppressors.
The call for the nations
king,
around to renew their strength
ride into
in
Jerusalem.
Verse.
Is not to be
in
confused with the call for God's people to renew their strength
horse,
by waiting on him.
Roman generals
at the
previous chapter
written long ago. The call here
comes
is to renew
as
their
the Old
strength.
Testament prophet Zechariah,
the one with
whom
would,
they would be
15,
seeking to defend their
idolatrous practices,
cult.
Was the living God.
He comes astride
a
young donkey.
So let the people renew their strength.
What
verse 1.
What sort of a king is this?
Carries the idea. Let them marshal
what
their
about
arguments.
To happen at this Passover feast?
Let them bring every possible
There's
force they can to overthrow
people,
my sovereign rule and authority.
The events are the topic of
and what it's telling us is this:
God is not intimidated
like,
by the nation.
The news story of
by
the
their
day.
Strength and their might.
He's certainly
all
not afraid of their idols.
The Passover feast in Jerusalem.
He's their creator.
Talking about it.
He's the sovereign over all the nations.
Jesus.
He controls their rise.
Among them,
and
we're
told.
Fall.
Here at verse 20,
therefore, he's in control of their destiny.
Greeks,
and he will bring his sovereign purposes
how
to
there
pass.
There were certain Greeks among those.
That's what the Lord God tells the nations
to
who
worship
before him.
At
and
what
evidence that he indeed is the sovereign Lord
that should arouse our interest.
Not a dumb idea,
because
the Passover
is able to announce
a Jewish
going
religious
to
festival
before it comes to pass.
Decidedly so.
He's able to predict the future, if you like,
among them.
And of course, the idols of Babylon and the other nations, like many today, were seeking.
And that's the challenge that God is going to bring later at verse 22. Let them bring forth and show us what will happen.
They were awash with gods and idols.
Of course, they were unable to do so.
There's a contemporary report of a traveler who was in Athens
God in these days.
The Alpha and the Omega.
And he wrote, there were more idols.
The God of Israel knows the end from the beginning.
And here he tells them what is going to happen.
The book of Acts at chapter 17, how
indeed you'll notice in these verses
said to
the Lord speaks as if what he's about to tell them has already taken place.
He says that you are very religious.
He says, who raised up one from the east?
Very confusing.
Who in righteousness called him to his feet?
Who gave the nations before him and made him rule over kings?
Who gave them as the dust
to his sword, which has driven stubble to his bow?
Who is to say,
if any of them are right?
Some ruler who's coming. He's not named yet.
Well, it appears that these
Greeks
won't be named until
we get to chapter 44 and verse 28,
the relative simplicity of the Jewish religion.
The person is spoken of here is
Cyrus.
He knew
something about the history of Israel.
He's the one raised up from the east.
Something of how
Cyrus had revealed himself to Abraham, the father of the nation.
But this time,
how Moses announced him,
Cyrus was no threat.
It was just a small Passover feast,
a small, insignificant
nation.
No indication of what he would yet be.
I just have this feeling that this made much more
God
sense.
Would raise up, stir up Cyrus,
complexity
to carry
God's
out his righteous father's
worship.
He was raising up this one from the east, verse 2,
to the Jewish faith.
Told who in righteousness called him to his feet.
Converts, if you like, to the Jewish faith.
To God's feet.
Cyrus was going to fulfill
and
the righteous
Greeks were people with
of God.
Inquiring minds.
And the Lord God tells the gathered nations in advance,
we see here,
so that when these events came
the excited
pass,
crowds,
then they would have
listening to
their conversation about this
that it
Jesus
was
of Nazareth,
God's doing,
who would cause such a sensation.
That's what the Lord tells us at verse
Nazareth
4,
from the dead,
who has performed
this
and
miracle
done it,
that had been witnessed by
all
many
the generations people, from the beginning.
They now decide,
I, the Lord,
they would like to see this
first,
Jesus.
They would like to
and
speak
with the
to
last,
Jesus.
I am he.
And we're told here, verse 21, they
and
find Philip.
Which is foretold here of Cyrus in these
Philip,
verses, is
we're told,
who was from Bethsaida,
his rise
of Galilee.
To power and his exploits
that's
were
significant.
Phenomenal. You say, well, what's significant
we're told
about
at
that?
Verse 3, that in conquering the nations,
yes,
he passed safely.
It's the very disciple
peaceably,
that we might expect Greeks
that was true.
To speak to.
Cyrus was never harmed,
and the reason
injured
for that
in
is
that
Philip
triumphantly
marched on towards
where
world
there were
dominion.
Large
Greek-speaking
Isaiah's focus here
communities
is not on
all around
Cyrus,
but the Lord
to that,
stirred
Philip
him up.
Philip is a Greek name.
Raised him up
to do,
along
his
with
bidding.
Andrew,
is also a Greek name.
The effect
mentioned
of King
here.
Cyrus's rise to power.
So the likelihood
of surrounding nations
Philip
is then described in verses 5-7.
And you see, who would you
and what
choose to
speak
would happen
to them would be this.
If you were in a foreign country and wanted to be understood.
In a state of blind panic.
Well, if you knew somebody spoke the same language as you, that's the person
verse
you would
5, you notice, the coastlands
to speak to,
and
it?
Feared.
The ends of the earth were afraid.
So these
the
Greeks
nations,
speak to Philip.
People,
they came to Philip,
Philip
do not know what to do.
They singled him out.
The speed,
this one who spoke
the force
their language,
with which Cyrus
and
moves forward
him,
in his
sir,
conquest of the nations,
we would see
seems unstoppable.
We want to
so
have an interview.
What can be done,
Jesus?
We want
well,
to find out
here
more
about
what
they sought to do
in verses 6 and 7.
Who he is, what he's come to do.
They turn to their idols.
See, people were shouting.
And you find
out
the
all
craftsman,
around,
as we've said,
the
Hosanna,
carpenter and the goldsmith,
Hosanna,
fervently
salvation
working
now.
Together,
they're
encouraging one another
Greeks
to make even more impressive idols than they'd
salvation.
Ever done before.
Which the Jewish crowds
in other
were
words,
calling Jesus
the
for.
Best that human ingenuity and effort can do to resist
Philip
Cyrus is done.
And Philip tells Andrew,
but it's all absolutely useless
the two of them
because God
together,
has raised
them
up.
The one
Lord
true
Jesus Christ,
and the living good
God.
So
what
Jesus
good
initial response
what
is
good,
recorded in verse 23?
What possible good
could graven images do?
And
they couldn't even support themselves.
It seems a very strange response.
At verse 7,
they needed holding down with pegs.
The
he doesn't say, well,
people trusting
go and bring them
to
idols,
then,
go and fetch
trusting
them,
the work of their own hands cannot be exaggerated.
He says this,
the
in their
has
extremity,
come,
that's
all
the Son of Man
that the nations
be
have to cling on to.
Glorified.
So,
by the way,
these things together, the
ancient
fact
historical
there are these
records tell us
wish
that
to
at the time of Cyrus's
him,
conquest
about salvation, Babylon.
It's like an exploding fuse in the mind of Jesus.
They were indeed seeking one another's gods.
Previously,
trying to get a message from them.
Read through the gospel
records.
As to what
was going to happen. And as to what
you read Jesus'
do.
Life.
You find he uses words
it's not so different from those who turn to horoscopes
come.
Today, to astrology, to try and determine their future.
King, hoping for a good sign.
He said that at the marriage feast
Absolute
in Cana of Galilee, in John 2 and verse 4. Yet I read this week, I found it hard to believe.
John 7 and verse 30.
Perhaps
says,
it's not accurate,
not
but it
come.
Reckons that 23% of the population still read
what
their
hell?
Horoscopes regularly. Well, Jesus was clearly conscious that his earthly ministry,
the only sure word of prophecy
was
there is,
to a mighty
is
climax.
That which is contained here.
He was
the word of God
fulfilling
the
will of his
God
Father
alone
in heaven,
the Alpha
and the
And the will of his
Omega.
Father in heaven and his will was to be the
Savior.
Here Isaiah, having
sinners.
Spoken of the rise of Cyrus,
but he would not act
God
to
would
accomplish
use that salvation
to
perform
his
righteous
his
purposes, his will.
And having told us that the
fear
verse
23,
and the terror
of the surrounding nations at that
of these
time,
Greeks to see Jesus,
as Cyrus
says,
went forth on his
the hour
conquest,
has come.
He now turns from addressing them
the has come
to addressing
the Son
his
of
own
Man
people.
Should be glorified.
The nations that surrounded
surely,
Israel had good reason to fear.
Between the request of these
Yet Israel
and the reply
not
of the Lord Jesus.
This section begins,
you know,
when
Jesus
word,
was
but.
Crucified.
Over
but.
His head was an inscription.
In verses 8 to 20,
Isaiah is drawing a contrast between the surrounding nations,
but he was far more than that,
and his people in captivity.
He was the king
look
of all
these
verses.
Peoples, of
you'll
all
find
nations.
Three
king
occasions
of
verse
10,
verse 13, and verse 14.
And here you notice he uses
words,
the title,
Fear Not,
which identifies him with all
fear
nations,
not.
With all
And at
peoples.
Verse 10, he adds to the fear not, be not dismayed.
He's the Son of Man.
The Son
fear
of Man. He doesn't just identify
him
gripped
the surrounding nations,
Jewish nation,
whose
but
king
to those of his own
was,
people in exile,
but with every nation,
captives,
with all men.
No weapons, no hope of defending
people.
Themselves.
Including,
the Lord
of
God
course,
says through his servant
Greeks.
Isaiah,
who were
fear
anxious
not.
To see him.
The hour has come,
why should they not
when
fear?
The Son of Man should be
they were
glorified.
Insignificant.
Did these
they were
captive
Greeks
people
wish to
yet
know
the Lord
him.
God says for his servant,
did they really want to know about
fear
his
not.
Mission? Did they really want to know about why he come to this world, what he come to do?
It's one thing to say to people today
well, that
in trouble and
happens,
difficulties.
Something else
fear
was
not,
happening.
Isn't it?
This one who would be the
Fine,
hope of all nations, the Son of Man,
worry,
must be.
It will all
glorified.
Be all right in the end.
And he would
look up,
be glorified by
but
his
But there's
being
often
obedient.
No ground, no basis
for
his
people
father,
to be optimistic.
Death.
No ground for assurance
that
all's going
all
to be
about.
Well in the end.
Jesus is using this illustration of the grain
of
wheat being buried
fear.
In the ground. Decaying before
matter,
it springs into new life,
today? Why
and producing
today
more grain,
not be fearful.
To speak of his own approaching death.
And here in these verses, we're given three reasons why
he was the grain of wheat.
The first is this:
he
was
God's
the one
chosen.
Who would be glorified in his death.
They were
in
God's
fact,
elect
everything depended people. Upon this.
That he was faithful unto death.
You,
it was absolutely
Israel, are my servant.
He should die.
Jacob, whom I have chosen.
And Jesus knew that.
The descendants of Abraham, my friend.
These Greeks,
you whom
really
I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its
if they
fathers
really
regions
know
and
him.
Said to you, you are my
servant.
Lord and Savior.
I have
they
chosen
would enter
you
into that salvation
and not
cast
which
you
everyone
away.
Was shouting out, Hosanna.
God's people were
bring
in
salvation now.
Heaven. For that
they
to happen,
that they've been forgotten.
He must die.
My way is hidden from the Lord. You
he must die.
Verse 27 of chapter 40.
This is so important.
But they were not forgotten.
When it comes to the Christian message,
they were
in the gospel,
captivity.
That we understand
they were
this
there
because of God's.
There are those today who
being upon
seek
them.
To try and tell us
because of
their
unfaithfulness.
Death of Christ
not
doesn't
God's
really matter.
It's the teaching of Jesus that matters.
They were there because they turned to
the
idolatry
of his teaching upon our lives.
And God and his love was
that will somehow bring salvation.
And far
if we just
from
follow
forgetting
his
them,
teaching, his
God
words
was working out. His own glorious purposes for them there,
in
according
captivity.
To such people,
they were
Jesus
still
is
God's
to be
chosen people.
Dude,
they were
as
still
one
his
great
religious
people.
Teacher, among many others.
They were his,
because of God's
the
elect
great
love.
Teacher that he was. In fact, the greatest ever.
The Lord Jesus Christ would have
Jeremiah
achieved
was
nothing.
A, another prophet
salvation
had much to say to those
if
in captivity.
Not sealed his teaching with his death.
And on one occasion, he sent a letter to
the captives
no
there.
Harvest
chapter
29 of Jeremiah.
There would be no
and he tells us
redemption.
There, God's thoughts
there
would be towards no them there in captivity in verse 11 of that
without
chapter.
His death.
God says to them, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord.
And his glory
thoughts
is seen in his death
and not of evil.
In his crucifixion.
To give account. A future and a hope.
Now I put it to you.
They need not
this
fear.
Doesn't seem at first sight to be a glorious thing.
They were highly honored.
Rather like those.
Despite all their circumstances.
Stained glass windows that I mentioned.
They were
earlier.
God's chosen people.
In cathedrals and
here
churches,
verse 9,
seen from the
Lord assures them, I have chosen you and not cast you away.
In fact, it's worse than that. The Apostle Paul tells us, writing
and
to the Corinthians,
and just as Abraham was God's servant,
he and the other apostles
Israel
preached this glorious gospel, this glorious gospel of Christ,
God's
he tells us
promise
it was
to
a
Abraham stumbling block
had been to the Jews.
Remember in Genesis 22,
and foolishness to the Greeks.
In your seed, all the
neither
nations
Jews
of the earth
nor Greeks
shall be blessed.
To see any glory. In the crucifixion
and that promise
of Christ
was not about to be forfeited.
The Jews God knew that their scripture said, cursed
they
is everyone
who hangs on a tree.
They were safe.
Their
election
was a
death
being chosen of
reserved
God
for the very worst of people.
That they need not
fear.
Those under God's judgment.
Now, of course.
And the Greeks thought it was just foolishness.
Neither should we.
Never heard of a Saviour.
Neither should we who know the Lord.
Cross on
neither
a tree.
Neither should we who were chosen of
all
God.
All their gods, all their deities
we
were
read.
Heroines and heroes.
Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 5.
It was all just foolish.
Unknown verses, but it's worth reading them again.
The will of God.
Listen. It's all in the plan
blessed
of God.
Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Isaiah put it perfectly.
Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing
Messiah,
in the heavenly places in
there
Christ.
There was no beauty
just
in
as
him
he chose us in
desire.
Him before the foundation of the world.
We esteem
that we should
him
be holy and without blame before him in love.
God. And afflicted.
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.
That's how it is with the vast amount of people today.
According to the good
they
pleasure
don't understand
of his will.
Why Christ, the Son of God,
here's
should
a
die
grand
on the cross.
Truth.
And they jeer him and
here's
they
a
mock
glorious
him just
truth.
As they did.
When he was crucified.
The Lord God said it before
his
people, his
death,
Israel and
the
Old Testament,
Calvary,
as they languished there in Babylon.
Nothing to them at
as
all.
As the primary reason.
It's just
the primary reason why they should not fear.
Uninteresting, dull.
Because they were God's
chosen. If they do think about
people.
It at all, they quickly move on to
and he
something
sets it
before
which
his people today.
That's the reason why we need not fear.
They do
because
not see.
Salvation does not depend on
us. That Jesus
but on God's free grace.
All.
As we read there
because
in Ephesians,
according to the good pleasure of
his will.
Never stopped,
not our will,
to
God's will.
He chose us and he called us.
They never stopped
himself.
To read the word of God for themselves.
Robert Murray McShane.
They've never sought to understand what the Son of Man has done for them.
Very true words. He says, chosen not
but God would have
us
now.
Wakened
Jesus
up
says
from
here,
wrath,
I solemnly declare,
grace,
most
God's
assuredly,
mercy.
He says.
It's deeply humbling.
A solemn oath, he says, what I have to say
it
to you now
is of the utmost importance.
As believers with deep gratitude.
You'll never hear anything, dear
also
friend, more important
drive
than
away every
or more glorious
fear. Yes.
Because salvation,
unless
not
a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
By grace you are saved through faith.
But if it dies,
not
it produces much
it is the gift
grain.
Of God. Not of works.
Of course, this is true
in the natural realm. And
the Lord God
Jesus
who said to Israel, I have
well
chosen you and have not cast you away,
says the same to his people.
There would be no harvest, there would be no ingathering of wheat if the farmer kept
traumatic
his grain stored up in a granary. He will
and
not
never
forsake
broadcast
it
on
forsake
the
us.
And what Jesus said to
and Jesus is saying, if I do not die,
you did not
if I don't
me,
hang up on that cross,
but
I will remain alone.
Chose you. And chose
what
them
mean?
That they should go forth and bring
he
forth fruit.
There would be no harvest
despite
of
all
souls.
The obstacles that stood before them.
There would be no redeemed.
Wonderful truths.
And here in Isaiah 41, it leads on to another great
not Jew,
truth, another great reason why God's people need not fear.
Everything
because
but
everything
them,
hinged, God tells them,
hands,
he is with them.
Depended
that makes
upon
sense,
his death.
Doesn't it? Verse 10, fear not, for I am with you.
Unless a grain of wheat falls
be
into
not
the
dismayed,
ground,
for I am
dies.
Your God.
What a difference God's presence
there are those today in some Christian circles
it
who did to God's
make
people
much of Christ's
right
miracles.
Through the scriptures, Old Testament and New.
Make much of Christ's life.
Joshua, you remember, as he prepared
make
to lead God's
Christ's
people
teaching.
Into the promised land.
But what Jesus Christ does here
seemed to be an
impossible
task.
To the very heart
to the glory.
God comes to him and strengthens him
of
and
the
says
Christian
to him,
message.
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
And it's found in his death.
I will not leave you, nor
why is that?
You. Why is that?
The prophet Jeremiah, who we mentioned just now,
it's because the death of Jesus Christ
he felt totally
is
inadequate
that of any other
the Lord set before
who
him.
Has ever lived.
And he said to the Lord, behold, I can't speak.
Why do we
You're
die?
Looking for the wrong man. I'm just a youth.
So the Lord again allayed Jeremiah's fears for
the
promise
day is getting nearer.
His presence.
Well, none of us knows what a day is going
to
be.
Do not
be
afraid.
But why do
of
we
their
die?
Faces?
Why?
Why is
for
death
I am with you,
he says.
For us.
One out of one dies
I'm with you to deliver you.
And we remember the words
of
our Lord Jesus Christ
back
to
the
his
very
disciples.
First book of the Bible,
to
Genesis.
The Great Commission.
To go
you
there
find in Genesis chapter
3,
of all nations.
You find that death entered
his
God's
words were following
creation
the glorious
as a result of sin.
Oh, I am with you always.
The Lord God said to
even
Adam in the Garden of
the
Eden
end of the age.
That he was not to eat the tree.
God is with
the fruit of the tree
his
of the knowledge
people.
Of good and evil.
He himself has said, I will
in the
never
day
leave you.
That you eat of it, he said, you shall surely
Hebrews
die. 13 verse 5.
So that we may boldly say,
the story that Adam disobeyed.
The Lord is my helper.
Eve ate of the fruit first, and then
eat.
Adam ate also. And in that day, Adam died.
But of course, people in captivity need not
fear. You know the scriptures, you know,
because as God's elect people,
physically,
as covenant people, they had the assurance of God's
living
presence for many years.
So they were not to be overwhelmed by the powerful
day,
nations all around them,
just as God said,
or by their
he
captives,
died.
Babylon.
See, death in the Bible speaks
they
not
felt
just
totally
physical
inadequate,
death, but spiritual death.
Listen to what the Lord says to them at verse 14.
Not
fear
only
not
the separation
you
of the soul
Jacob,
from the body, but the separation of the soul from God.
The expression is used here to reveal
the moment,
the sense
Adam's
of weakness
sin,
that God's people felt.
The moment he broke God's command, he died.
It's an expression the psalmist David had used in Psalm 22
his
and verse
soul
6
when he
was
said,
cut
I'm
off
a worm and no man
from God.
Why did he say that?
And instead of running to
he's
God,
he's surrounded in that psalm
before
by those who are mocking him.
He now runs from
he
God.
He feels
insignificant, despised by the people, he says.
People have been
his
running and hiding.
Object of ridicule, he tells us.
I'm like a worm and no man.
The sin of Adam brought in.
And here in Isaiah, that's how Israel felt there in Babylon.
Not a harvest to celebrate.
Oppressed.
But a harvest
weak,
to mourn.
Discouraged. Cast down
because what happened
but
was
here's
Adam's
the point.
Fallen
the
nature,
God
his sinful
who had chosen
nature,
them
his corrupt
in eternity
nature,
past,
liked, has passed on to
the God who's with
story
them in the present was the God, thirdly, who would deliver them in the future.
5 verse 3, that
verse
when
14,
Adam begot children,
I will help you.
We're told he did so in his own
says the Lord,
image or his own
and
likeness,
your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
The likeness
they
included
were
that of inheriting Adam's
they were
sinful
inadequate
nature.
But their strength was not in the depravity
and corruption of
their
sin.
Their strength was in
is
their
built
God
into our natures.
Look at verse
just
15.
As genes and chromosomes are built
behold
into our genetic makeup.
I will make you into a new threshing sledge.
Apostle Paul says
teeth
in Romans 5, verse 12, through one man
you
sin
shall
entered
thresh
the
world,
mountains,
and death through sin,
and beat them
and
small.
Thus death spread to all.
Make the hills like chaff,
because all sinned.
The threshing the sledge 19, was a
by one man's disobedience.
Agricultural
many
implement,
were
a
made
wooden instrument,
sinners.
Used to separate
by
wheat
his
from
sin,
the chaff.
Adam ruined all those.
And in
he
the Lord's hands, his people, though they
death
felt so weak,
spiritual death,
so lowly, so oppressed,
led inevitably.
God says, I'm going to use you like a mighty
a threshing instrument.
Sins. In other words,
shall die.
Nothing is going to be
says
able
Ezekiel
to withstand those who are chosen and called of God. And the sad
nothing
truth is,
shall thwart,
nothing
Lord's
shall hinder God's purposes for his people.
The glory
his kingdom would
God
be established. That's what the
Bible
Lord
says.
Israel and through Israel.
And we're all included in this
through God's
tragic
servant,
harvest
course, brought about
Messiah
by Adam
would come.
The king of God's kingdom.
Our death,
both
would
spiritual
come
and physical,
is the judgment.
That we in our day may take heart from these words.
And we need to know this.
People today largely
because,
are like,
you see, if we do not
those
know
described
this
here,
if we do not believe this, if we don't understand
we
this,
have no strength of
we
our own.
We shall never understand the glory of what Jesus is saying.
We
here
face great
in
obstacles,
John 12, 24.
Great mountains, if you like. Here in the 21st century, we have secular humanism.
He's telling us
we have
that his death,
militant atheism,
that solitary death.
We live among people who
bring
about
a far different
dismissed
harvest.
The Church of Jesus Christ as an irrelevance
of Adam brought into this world.
They mock
it would, in fact, reverse the effects.
False religions abound.
Sin and transgression.
And it's no wonder, therefore, that at times in Romans 5:19,
and for inadequate by one and man's disobedience,
many were made sinners.
Remember, so also by one man's obedience, to the
many will be made.
We have this
righteous
treasure in earthen vessels.
Just as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life.
And how often the enemy tells us,
through Jesus
failures,
Christ our Lord,
we shall not prevail.
What is this all about?
But we have this
Adam
treasure because of his disobedience.
For a reason.
His death,
as the
was because
Paul
of his sin.
In 2 Corinthians
it was
4,
God's
7.
Judgment upon his
and
sin.
The reason is this, as he goes on to
for
say,
the one here in John 12,
the excellence
says
the
that he must die,
maybe of God,
did
and
not
of
sin.
Us.
He always obeyed
God's strength,
his
Father's
his
will.
Might.
That we overcome.
He broke none of
it's
God's
in
commands.
His strength alone that we are more than
he
conquerors.
He did not inherit Adam's
leaning on him,
nature
because
him.
He was born of the Virgin Mary,
that we
overshadowed
overcome.
By the Holy Spirit.
And looking to him alone.
In Scripture.
He was not only
if
the Son of
him,
Man, but the Son of God.
Trust his word.
We know our future is assured.
Why then did he die?
We know Christ is building
he did
his
not
church.
Die for his own sins because
and against
he had
hell
none.
Shall not prevail
against it.
He had none.
What are we?
He was, the Bible tells us,
look at us.
Holy, harmless,
we're nothing.
Undefiled, and separate from sinners.
But our sufficiency is of God.
If you look back at John 10:17, you will find
the future
Jesus
for
said
us
this.
Is a sure.
I lay down my life
and a certain.
That I may take it again
for those who are
described no one takes
in these
it
verses
from me,
as feeling like worms.
But I lay it down
insignificant,
despised.
Poor
Jesus,
and needy people,
unlike
no
our
future,
have to die.
Imprisoned.
People, verse
voluntarily
17,
laid his
seeking
life
water.
Down. Poor and needy people seeking water.
He did not
water,
die for his own sins.
And finding none.
But he died for the sins of his people.
But before them,
yet to come.
Paul tells us at Romans 5:6
that
who those
God,
others were.
We're told
Christ died
open
for
rivers
the ungodly
in desolate heights.
That's who he died
and
for.
Fountains ungodly. Were told in the midst of the valley.
God demonstrates his own love
the wilderness
towards us
would
in that while we were still sinners.
Water. Christ died.
Dry land would be springs of water.
That which seemed
Peter
impossible,
says, Christ also suffered once for sins.
The just for the unjust.
Whoever heard of rivers
that he
in
might bring us
heights.
To God. Jesus died, in other words, as
arid
the sinner's
mountain.
Substitute.
He died in there.
Whoever heard of the wilderness becoming
he
a pool of water?
For his own sin.
But the Lord
but
God assures his poor and needy people
others.
This would take place.
I will open rivers, he says.
Our friend Isaiah again, and what he says of the Son
I
of
will
Man.
Plant
in the
wilderness.
Man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
God was going to bring
them
this,
through all of their
trials
53,
verse 5,
back to their home.
He was wounded for our transgressions,
back to Zion.
It seemed impossible.
Bruised for our iniquities. The captors mocked
the chastisement
them,
for our peace
because
was upon
of their
him.
Belief in God.
And by his stripes
but God
we're
brought
healed.
It to pass.
He is,
and it will
be
Lamb
no different
God.
For God's people today.
The Lamb to whom all the Old Testament
what
sacrificial
did the Lord Jesus
lambs
Christ say to his followers in Matthew 5?
Holy.
Spotless,
blessed are the poor,
Son of God,
in spirit.
No wonder John the Baptist called us to
behold. There's is the kingdom.
Behold the Lamb of God.
There's is the kingdom
who takes
God.
Away the sin of the world.
Blessed are the meek.
See, he bears the penalty,
but they
the
shall
punishment for our
it.
Sin in his body on yeah. the cross.
Blessed are those who
hunger and thirst for righteousness,
for they shall
be
there on the cross.
Remember how the Apostle Paul says,
heaven,
in 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Eye has not seen
that,
nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared
means of bringing
in
a glorious
harvest.
We have been enlightened if we're true believers.
It's an ugly thing, crucifixion.
God has revealed these things to us.
I don't think any of us
goes on to say
in the next
crucified.
Verse there in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10.
But the day is coming,
awful
when we shall enter
horrific.
Into God's presence.
We shudder at the thought of it and turn
then we'll
away
be
from
truly
it,
satisfied.
Well, David says that
as the
Psalm
Holy
17,
Spirit illuminates God's word,
I shall be satisfied, he says,
and reveals to us, but shows us
what was happening there.
And so will we be
at Calvary.
Notice of Israel's enemies, he said at verse 12, here in Isaiah 41, you shall seek them and not find them for people. People like you and I, cut off from the life of God.
They'll be non-existent
under his righteous
judgment. The same will be true
for all who enter God's heaven. Nothing that defiles
God's mercy,
God's grace.
Isaac Watts
summed it up well in his hymn when he wrote, sin, God, my worst enemy before,
that he gave his only begotten
Son. Shall vex my eyes and ears no more.
And whoever believes in him shall not
perish. My inward foe shall all be slain.
Everlasting life.
Nor Satan
break my peace.
Adam's disobedience has cut us off.
That's the future of God's people.
From the life of God.
Sometimes we wonder,
we're alienated from that life.
Look out on the world.
By our wicked works.
How will it ever be?
Can it be true of me?
And one day,
of all my sin and failure, that still remains.
And we shall be eternally.
But we have God's promise.
Fear not.
I am with you.
God's presence.
Never happen in our own strength.
Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed.
I am your God.
His one and only Son, his only begotten Son.
Yes, I will help you.
And he has
I will uphold you.
What we can never do for ourselves.
I will open rivers, says the Lord.
He kept the law of God.
God will do this.
Rivers speak of life.
That perfect life.
We know that life now if we believe us.
And what Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
Salvation was complete.
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says,
whoever believes
on his innermost being
shall not perish
of living water,
have everlasting life.
That's true of us now.
Let me ask you, have you ever seen the glory
this world knows nothing of
the cross?
If we're Christians.
But in heaven,
Paul heard he'd once persecuted God's people.
To an ocean fullness,
his mercy doth expand.
And glory, glory,
after he was saved, he said, God forbid that I should
glory. The future is glorious.
Save in the cross of our Lord
Jesus.
Earth has
no sorrows.
That heaven cannot.
And everyone who has had their eyes open to see what
heaven is the destination of all,
truly happening there at Calvary,
walking with God,
that Christ was dying in their
place,
bearing their guilt, bearing their
punishment, press on
their judgment.
We have God's
says the same.
I will.
They say
we have God's
all elsewhere,
promise.
The Son of God, who loved me.
John 17:24. We have
and
our Saviour's "I will"
in his prayer to his Father.
I will,
he says.
Sin has
they also
this world
whom you
a
gave
terrible
me.
Harvest.
May be with me where I am.
We see it all.
They may behold my glory.
From family life,
those
life of nations
given to Christ by the Father.
The wages of sin is death.
Elect people will
spiritual
not perish.
They will be with him.
In
alienation from the God of
I
light.
I will, says Christ. If Christ
but the gift
it,
of God is eternal
no debate.
Life.
It's done.
In Jesus Christ our Lord.
It's done.
Let's come back to
what
Isaiah 41 more
be,
briefly.
If we were to go through life.
Where the Lord God challenges the idols of this world.
Thankful for many things
he
in
proclaimed
life.
To his people what he will do for them.
All of them are the gift of God to us.
But what can these idols of wooden stone
that we have
do?
From day to day?
What have they
thankful
to say?
For our families and food.
What have they to say about the future?
What a terrible thing if we were to go through life
22,
and not to
God
thank
challenges
God.
Them.
Let them bring forth and show
for
us what will happen.
Gift of all.
Let them show the former things, says the
gift
Lord.
Of his Son.
And of course, there's no reply.
What a tragedy it will be.
They have no answers.
If we're not found on the last
they're
day.
They're not omniscient.
As part of that great harvest.
They do not
souls.
Know the end from the beginning. In fact, they know nothing.
Those who believe in
which
Christ.
Is the conclusion, the
those
verdict God pronounces in verse 29.
To Christ.
Indeed, they are worthless, or they're nothing.
And their works are nothing,
they will,
says God.
No. I've resisted
the numerous
for a long
idols
time.
Of the surrounding nations
I'm getting
were
old.
Absolutely worthless.
Because they represented a God that did not exist.
Christ speaks here in verse 24 of much grain.
But Israel's God did.
Of many who will be saved.
He
by
alone
his death. Is the one true and living God.
And in fact, the Bible tells us
he
there will
the
be
past,
people in heaven
present,
from every tribe, and he knows the future.
Tongue and nation.
He's not dumb. He's not deaf.
There'll he speaks,
be, we're told in the Bible, as a sand on the seashore.
He's spoken to us in his word
in the Bible.
This is no meagre salvation.
The only question is this for us.
Are we listening?
The salvation of God.
Are you listening?
Because the Son of God
whatever
is
your
mighty
situation,
to
whatever your need, are you listening?
And mighty to keep.
And all
do you know
who call upon
God,
him,
his word is
shall
truth.
Be saved.
God here issues a challenge, says out of
21.
Present your case,
he says. He says for Isaiah, there's no
everyone
response.
Who thirsts from those within the
come
courtroom.
To the waters.
Deadly silence, deathly silence, no reply.
And you have no money.
Verse 28, for I looked and there was no man.
Come,
I looked and there was no counselor. But when I asked of them,
without
could answer a word.
And without price.
They were indeed worthless.
And then he says this.
Both the idols.
Why do you spend
those
money
who worship them
for that which is not bread?
For worthless. They had no answers. And your wages, and you know,
for that which
none
does not
today
satisfy.
Have any answers to the great question.
Why
of
do
life?
You do it? Why go on through life without God?
Why we're here?
Why go on through life without hope?
What is life's purpose?
Trying to fill your life with that which can never,
what is our
ever,
future?
My dear friend, satisfy you. None have any answers save God.
Why not come to the bread of life?
Save God.
To Jesus Christ. Save the Alpha
all that
and
you
the
come.
Omega.
Come and welcome to
who knows the
Jesus
end
Christ.
From the beginning. And that's why this one who came into this world of sin and woe, who suffered, bled, and died,
that's why we should seek
the Redeemer,
the penalty
Jesus
for
Christ.
Sin. That sinful people like
the
you.
Apostle Paul said this to the Colossians.
Might
in
be redeemed.
2 and verse 8.
Might be saved.
Very contemporary word.
There will be a mighty
today.
Harvest of souls.
He says, beware.
For the praise and the honor.
What should we beware of?
Of God.
What is this warning that God's given us
not
through
just
his word?
For time.
Beware lest anyone time. Cheat you through philosophy and vain deceit.
Sir, said these Greeks to Philip.
The word cheat
we
there carries the idea
Jesus.
Of rob you.
We would see.
Don't be robbed,
Jesus.
Dear friends.
Well, Jesus means
of salvation,
doesn't it?
Thou shalt call his
don't
name
be
Jesus,
robbed of God's
for he shall
forgiveness.
Save his people from their sins.
Don't be
we
deceived
see
by the empty
the
words of those who do not
what
know
a request.
God. What a request.
We do not know who Jesus Christ is.
May it be yours this evening.
May you
in
both
him
see him
draws all the fullness.
And by his wonderful grace,
oh, Godhead bodily him.
As you put
he's
your
the
trust
Son of God. He's the all sufficient Saviour.
He's God's
co eternal Son.
We have a
he
choice.
The just for the unjust. Upon Calvary's
we either love our lives, verse 25,
told
Jesus,
in the next chapter. In the
we either live for
God's
self.
Servant.
We refuse God.
Behold, my servant.
And we refuse the salvation, therefore, which his Son offers so freely.
Behold, my servant.
And Jesus says,
whom
if we do that, we lose our lives.
My elect one in whom my soul
or we enthrone Jesus
delights.
Christ as Lord and Saviour.
We need to know him,
as he says in these verses.
We
need
serve
to know
and
God's
follow him.
Glorious
we
deliverance
live for him who died for
repentance
us.
And faith in his name.
And we possess eternal life.
We need to turn
our
from the idols of this world.
And
we
become part of that
vain
great harvest.
Promises of this world.
Which he's gathering
to the word of the one true
and living God
of his
as
name.
As it's found in Scripture.
May God open in other words,
our eyes.
We need to turn to Christ,
our blind eyes.
He is indeed.
To really see Jesus,
says, all
who he is,
and in all.
And what he's done.
He is,
as
he himself said, the way,
the truth.
And may we then,
and the life,
turn to him.
May God,
and trust in him,
speak to us. May God
and know
help
our
us
salvation.
Build our lives
upon
of
the sure foundation
for ourselves.
Of his own
let's
word.
Just pray together. Let's pray.
Let's pray together.
Father God, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for this passage, which is well known, Lord, to many of us. And yet, Lord, contains such glorious truths. What a wonderful thing this evening that the God of heaven should offer us salvation. What a wonderful thing that the Son of God should come. And there, as the Son of Man, lay down his life. For sinful people like us. We pray, Lord, that the word of God in all its simplicity, yet glorious profundity, might grip our hearts and souls, and that we might love him who loved us and gave himself for us. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.